The Republican candidates for governor in next week's primary election have focused on the future of the oil and gas industry as the defining subject for voters to consider. And while other subjects have begun to draw attention, there is little difference in what they are presenting on most of those issues. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Sean Parnell, who's running to be elected to his own full term in the state's top job, is defending his stay-the-course approach to the gas line, urging voters to let the current process continue before trying to upset the open season that's currently underway from the two possible competing projects. However, the more vocal of his opponents are not letting go of the subject. Bill Walker's in the race to gather support for a line to Valdez and the shipment of gas to world markets. He says Parnell is only giving lip service to consideration of that as a way of getting a natural gas line from the North Slope.
Stop studying, stop waiting for somebody else. Let's go to work, put our people to work, get the job done. We need to have someone with my background, my passion, and I'm a fighter, and I will fight, and I'll fight, and I'll fight for the future of this state, and I will not take no for an answer as we have for so long.
And Ralph Samuel says the Parnell administration needs to be giving more thought to increasing oil production by reducing taxes that are too high. He says that while the state budget continues to grow, production of the oil that pays for that budget declines by 5% a year.
We are in an unsustainable situation. Nobody likes to talk about this. As governor, I can make you one promise. We will get back on a pro-business tack, and we will get investment in this state, private sector investment.
All three candidates have other issues to talk about, and they see those issues without much argument among them. For example, they'd reject federal money if there are unacceptable requirements for its use, or they would all wait until the permitting process is complete before taking a stand for or against the Pebble Mine, although Samuels and Walker are leaning toward protecting the fish and the fishing communities. The big difference is that Parnell is using a different verb tense in talking about those issues. While the others talk about what they will do or would do, he points to things he is doing or has done, like the merit-based scholarship program, the fight against domestic violence, and turning down the chance to apply for federal education money.
It really is about action, not words. It's about growing our economy and strengthening our families. I am the only candidate here tonight who is actually doing those things. When it comes to growing the economy, creating an investment climate here by reducing taxes, by creating tax incentives, by putting deferred maintenance money on the streets, by working to build roads to resources.
A total of six candidates are in the Republican primary. Besides those mentioned are Sam Little, Marika Hlotko, and Gerald Hikas. Voters in the Republican primary will make their decisions next Tuesday. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.